Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to be our counselor and to give us power to build his kingdom. When you walk in the Spirit, you access the intelligence, the heart, and the will of God.
And we were talking about what is the purpose, the real purpose of the church, amen?
Yeah.
And so we finished chapter 2, and we were going to go into chapter 3. But the Lord said, y'all not ready for chapter 3.
All right, now.
He said, oh, no, they're not ready for chapter 3. See, in chapter 3, they're doing some things. Come on now. In chapter 3, they're performing miracles and signs and wonders.
Yeah.
In chapter 3, they're walking in power and victory. In chapter 3. He said, they ain't ready for chapter 3. I said, no. He said, no. He said, you got to give them something else tonight. He said, you got to get them ready for chapter 3. Amen. Praise God. And so tonight's lesson is to get you ready for chapter 3. Hopefully we can make it there next week. But if y'all go ahead and get ready, we can go on in there.
Okay.
Amen.
Right.
But I don't know in the spirit when you're ready.
Okay.
Holy Ghost tell me, so don't take them in there yet.
Okay.
Praise God. So tonight, our topic is, and I want to say it real slow so you can get it. Our topic tonight is in the form of a question.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the question to you tonight is, are you operating out of prevention or problem and crises?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay, let me run that by again. I know that was a lot. That was a lot right there. You know, we'll run that by us again.
Mm-hmm.
Are you operating out of prevention or problems and crises?
Yeah. Okay. All right.
That's the question on the floor today. Because God said to me, he said, I need you to talk to my people. He said, because many of my people are operating out of problems and crisis.
Yeah. Yeah.
Crisis as opposed to prevention.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
And we know, let me give you some natural examples to help you understand what I'm saying. They have what they call preventive medicine. Preventive.
Yeah.
And when you do preventive medicine, that means that you take care of yourself and you go and get your annual checkup and you make sure that, you know, you check in to make sure everything. So you're trying to prevent some things to happen. And also when we go to the dentist, that's what they call, you know, prevention. You know, you're doing some things. So you want to go and get your teeth clean so they won't get rotten. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're doing preventive care. And so what you do is you go to the dentist and you get your teeth clean and you do all that, but then you have those folk that they don't go to the dentist until they got a cavity.
that's
the problem, people.
Uh-huh.
Those are the problem people, the cavity.
Yeah.
Cavity.
Yeah, boy.
And then you got the people that don't go until they got a full-blown toothache where it got to be extracted. Now you in crisis.
Yeah.
Y'all, you follow?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know I need to break this down.
Go
so
ahead.
Understand. So God said, now that's how we are in the spirit. He said, we like to come to God when we got problems and crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, but other than that, if we don't have problems or crisis, you know, we're busy and we got other things to do.
Yeah.
And we're not focused on preventive care. So God is saying, this is why the body of Christ is living beneath its privilege.
Yeah. Go ahead.
See, Jesus came that you don't have to live with under problems and crisis.
That's right.
Now I hear somebody out there, I hear you thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You said, now wait a minute, Joyce, because I know in life you're going to have some problems.
Yes.
Well, Jesus said that. Let me tell you what Jesus said. Okay, you're right. Jesus said in John, the 16th chapter, verse 33, he said, these things I have spoken unto you, that in me you may have peace.
Yeah.
In the world you will have tribulation.
Yeah.
But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
Yeah.
He said, oh, yeah, in this life,
that's right,
on earth, you're going to have some problems and some tribulations.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you said, well, then how can it does that mean we won't have any problems if we do what God says? No. What will happen is you will stop and avoid all those unnecessary problems.
Yes.
See, Satan has enough stuff set up for you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to help him. You really don't. But y'all keep helping him. He's already got strongholds and potholes and bulldozers. He's throwing fiery darts.
Yeah.
And you know what we do? We'll turn around and give the devil darts to shoot at us.
Mm-hmm.
I always say we'll give him bullets to shoot us with.
Mm-hmm.
Unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
And you're already going to have to deal with some things. But God is saying, if we're going to live on the level that he provided for us, we've got to start operating on the preventive end and stop waiting till you get problems and crises, and then you start crying out to God.
Yes, sir.
Are you with me tonight?
Yes.
All right. Now,
this
is going to be an easy lesson. I mean, it's gonna be. It's not. You know, it's not gonna take no. You know, rocket science, and you know, you ain't gotta go on 40-day fast for this right here. It's real simple. Amen. You know, that's what I love about Jesus. Jesus spoke real simply.
Yeah.
You know, Jesus said he spoke until a fool cannot hear.
Well, that's right.
So you know, God, he's not trying to complicate things. Now, man will complicate this thing. Mm-hmm. Have you been around some people that just make it real complicated? Mm-hmm. How many of y'all been around people, and you know, they make Christianity seem so complicated?
Yeah.
It just seemed like, you know, I got to go through step 1 through 10, and I got, oh my God, you know, we just complicate Christianity. He said, it's not that difficult, y'all. Y'all make it too hard. Now, this is what he said. This is what you have to ask yourself the question. Now, if you want to operate on a preventive end, he says, are you following God's directions for handling the problems that come your way? All right? And he said, well, what direction did God give us? See, you can't follow the direction if you don't know what the directions were. Say, Joyce, please give me directions. Amen. I want to give them to you. Listen to this. One of the directions he gave when problems come, he said, fret not. Write that down.
Yeah.
That was simple. He said, when problems come your way, fret not. All right?
Okay.
Another thing he said was, don't be anxious. Don't worry. Be of good cheer.
Yeah.
Don't get weary in doing good. See, he said, I told y'all how to act when problems come.
Mm-hmm.
But what y'all do, y'all act like the world when problems come.
Yeah.
He said, y'all want to get you a drink. Not y'all. Not y'all. You know, so-called Christian. Running, they got to go get happy hour, and get them a drink and smoke some weed and you know, get some drugs and go have an affair and just all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And then y'all wonder why that you're not victorious in your walk. He said, because you're not following my directions and how to deal with problems that come in your life. You still got a carnal mindset. You still got a worldly mindset.
That's
you
right.
still got a selfish, fleshly mindset. So when problems come, you fall out, you have nervous breakdowns, you... Let me run this by you. Your thinking controls your actions. In case you didn't know that. That's why he said in Philippians, the 4th chapter and the 8th verse, he said this, and now... Dear brothers and sisters, let me say one more thing as I close this letter. Mm-hmm. Fix your thoughts on what is true. Say what is true.
What is true?
Say and honorable.
Honorable.
And right.
And right.
He said, think about these things. Think about things that are pure and lovely and admirable.
Yes.
Think about things that are excellent and worthy of praise.
Yes, sir.
He said, but when we have problems that come our way, we immediately shift our thinking to what's happening to us. He said, no. He said, if you think like this on a regular basis, when the problems, now you don't wait till you get the problem, and then you start thinking like this.
That's right.
Because you may not make it. He said, but if you think like this every day, you're thinking, fixing your, excuse me, your mind, your thoughts on what is true and what is honorable, what is right in the eyesight of God. He said, when problems come, your thinking will be where it needs to be for you to respond in the way I would have you respond to your problem.
Yeah.
Amen.
Listen to this. This is something God gave me years ago. Whatever you give attention to, you give it strength in your life.
That's right.
Now I want you to ask yourself, what have you been given attention
to?
Okay. Have you been given attention to your to all the negatives in your life? He said, because what you think on is what you will become. You will begin to act like that. You will become, your actions will follow. So what are you thinking about?
Mm-hmm.
Because he said, I told you how to think. So whatever you give attention, you give it strength. All right? He said, well, that's simple. What else is the problem, Joyce? You produce what you confess. Oh, then you really need to write that down. Y'all need to, everybody need to write that down. Everybody write that down, yeah. You produce what you confess out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this. Proverbs 15 and 1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger.
What was that? Proverbs
15,
okay.
Chapter, verse 1.
All right.
So he says, when you have interactions with people who are harsh to you, and they come in a mean way, he said, you don't come back on them and do what they do. He said, but you use a gentle answer.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because, and he said, and then it will turn away wrath. But if you use harsh words, like the person that's using harsh words with you, he said, then you're going to stir up the mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to stir up the anger. You're going to stir up the confusion. You're going to, and the demons are just laughing. Man. They are just happy. They're just like, oh, yes, I got both of them. Oh, I got them both to act crazy. Yeah. Look at that. See, but when he said, when somebody comes to you with a harsh word, he said, you'll come back with a gentleness. See, believers are to respond differently from the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's what God told us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Proverbs 18 and 21 says this, those who love to talk will experience the consequences, for the tongue can kill or nourish life.
Yes, sir.
What can the tongue do? It can kill or nourish life. In other words, it can bring new life. It can bring good life. It can bring good about. It can speak life. He said, but then your tongue can kill. And he said, many believers, he said, the reason why that we're over in problems and crises, he said, in relationships, he said, because we are not doing what he said. He said, we're using our tongue to confess the wrong things. Now, I know if there are none in this room, I'm going to look at the camera, so I won't anyone know what to assume that I'm talking about them. I'm talking to people in the camera. Can you believe that you got Christians, you got cussing saints?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's quiet here. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
You got believers. They will cuss you one side and down the other one. But the Bible says, wait a minute now, the same mouth that you praising me with, you cussing your brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
He said, it ought not be. He said, no. He said, bitter and sweet water ought not be coming out the same mouth. He said, because now what's going to happen is, do you know, and not for you that may not know, you know Webster, I don't even know Webster will say, but Webster has enough sense to know this. Check this out.
Yeah.
I looked at Webster. Webster said, curse means, when you curse or cuss, it means that you're calling evil down upon
somebody.
You are calling evil down on them. Now, I know you thought you were just giving them some choice words, and you just want to put a little emphasis on how angry you were.
Yeah.
But the devil knows that he will use your curse words to bring evil. That means he's using your mouth, believers, to speak evil into the atmosphere. The devil don't want you to know that. So he said, they made you mad. But if as anybody, I thank God that one sister said that she got delivered. Amen. Sister Michelle over there, she said, God took the cuss out of her mouth. She don't cuss no more.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
See, God will take the cuss out of your mouth.
That's right.
Yes. I know somebody would like me to go on, but I'm not going on. You know, Joyce, that you have, we got your point. Can you go on? No. No, because God said quit cussing.
Yeah.
He said, because you are speaking curses into the atmosphere, the devil is using your mouth to speak curses into the atmosphere. Evil, to speak evil. He said, now I can go on, okay? I love the Holy Ghost.
It said,
as part of your sanctification process by God, the Father, he will come after three main areas in your walk with him. Write these three areas down. He's going to process you. When you first get saved, you don't know everything, but God's going to process you. And three things he wants to change about you. And what are those three things? Number one, your thought life.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, your word life or your confessions. And number three, your action life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
How you acted. God said, I want those three things to change, because if you're going to live in prevention, and if you're going to avoid a lot of the pitfalls that the devil has for you, he said, you got to change your thought life, your confessions or your word life, and your action life must change. See, he said, your word life has to do with the words that are being released out of your mouth. And I want you to ask yourself, what words have I released out of my mouth this week?
Yeah.
Were they words of life or were they words of death? Were they words of evil or were they words of good? We have a certain amount of power in our tongues. How many of y'all knew that?
Yes,
sir.
Amen.
You have a certain amount of power in your tongue. Our tongue is referring to the verbal words that we speak out of our mouth. See, the words you speak have power.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they do. And remember when we were growing up, they would sing this song. They said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt me. Now, I don't know who came up with that, but I know they didn't know the scripture. Because that's not God. No, words will hurt you. Words will hurt you, and it will hurt others.
Right.
So God is saying that we have to watch our confession, because Satan is using our confession against us, and sometimes we can't get a breakthrough and we can't grow in God because our words are not of God.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something else that you might not know.
Okay.
We cancel our prayers by saying the opposite of what we pray.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You need to write that down.
Mm-hmm.
You cancel your prayers by saying the opposite of what you're praying. So you got some people say, you know what? I have been praying about this for a long time. I've been praying about my husband. I've been praying about my wife. I've been praying about my children. God said, what are you saying about your husband? What are you saying about your wife? What are you saying about your children? What are you speaking over them? See, you can't tell God, say, God, I want you to change my husband. And then in the next breath, when you get on the phone with your relative or your girlfriend, say, you know, he's just a big liar.
Wow.
He just a big old liar. He just lied yesterday. Girl, you know he lied to me again. He just a big old liar. Well, now you just prayed that he wasn't a liar.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Now, he's back to what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, all right, okay. All right, you say.
Out of your mouth.
Get out of your mouth. Okay, all right, now he's what you confess. You said, Lord, save my children.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, save my children. He said, what you said about your kids.
Mm-hmm.
What are you saying? Now, you say in one breath that, you know, you're praying for your kids, but then you call them bad, and you call them crazy, and all of that. God said, okay, now, wait a minute, what you confess? So many people don't realize that their prayers, that they're waiting on God to answer, they thought God was slow. Some people even got upset with God. That, God, you know what? I have been praying about this for years. I've been praying about this for years. God, what is wrong? He said, your confession.
Yeah.
Mercy.
Because you can't get in my presence and say one thing and get in the presence of your friends and your relatives and say something different. You will get what you say. You share, one version of the Bible said, you shall receive the fruit of your lips. So what are you speaking? What are you speaking? Now, let me say this. I'm not talking about when you, you share with somebody to pray for you. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about every time you get on the phone, every time you get a conversation, you saying negatives about things that you've been praying about.
Mm-hmm.
The devil will use your very words to cancel out your prayers.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Prevention is walking by faith. What's our topic today? He said, are you operating in prevention or problems and crisis? Are you operating? How you living life? You always focusing on problems and crisis, or are you over there quoting what the word say? Are you walking in faith and saying what God is saying? He said, are you focused on your problems and crisis, or what the word says about your problems and crisis? That's what's going to make a difference. What are you focusing on? You know what? And I've been guilty for years.
Yeah.
Know this, I've been saved 40 years. And I'm telling you how many times every day you get up, and what does the enemy want us to focus on? Problems.
Yeah.
What does he want us to focus on? Crisis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you get up in the morning, what is the first thing the enemy hit you with? Problems.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
Yeah.
The first thing when you get up out of bed, what is usually what you start thinking about? The problems of the day. What needs to be solved today?
Mm-hmm.
What didn't happen yesterday that you got to take care of today, and there was a crisis yesterday? The first thing you think about, God said, no, the first thing you want to think about in the morning is that, Lord, I thank you for another day. Come on. Woo! Lord, I thank you for another day. Lord, I thank you for blessing me. God, I thank you for food. I thank you for shelter. God, let me tell you something. If you would get you about 10 or 20 thank yous in before you start your day, and before you start addressing problems, I guarantee your problems become small.
Yeah. Wow. Sure.
They begin to look small, because you compare them to God and what God's ability is, and you begin to talk about the awesome. You know, you want to stop the devil from bribing you about problems, begin to worship God.
There we go.
Begin to talk about how powerful he is, how mighty he is, and then you know what I do? I throw the devil a curve, and he's my God. Yeah, and he's my God. He's all of that, and he's my God. So that means if he's all of that, he's all of that for me. He's a miracle worker. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. I tell you, I am so glad that I'm learning to look at life differently. I remember being a person in my marriage. I'm going to help some married folks. I was always looking at what my husband was doing wrong. Get your hands up. Put your hand up and shake.
Thank you.
I know I'm not the only one.
Yep, that's right.
Soon as you get out the bed, here come the devil. You know he didn't pick them socks up last night. See, they still on the floor. And you know what else? You remember what he said to you last night? Don't you forget now. The devil said, I ain't gonna let you forget now. I know you went to sleep, but I ain't gonna let you forget what he said to you last night. You know it wasn't right. You know you need to help him, right? You know you need to straighten him out, right? And you snap. Listen to the devil. And still using the word, still saying, God, I thank you. God, I thank you. The great is he that is in me and he that is in the world. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for my husband. You know when I beat the devil, I start thanking him for less.
Yeah.
Thank you for him, God. Thank you for my husband, God. Thank you. Thank you for me, Lord, making him the man of God that only you can make him. Come on now. Oh, I'm about to mess the devil up right there. Lord, I thank you that he is the man of God that you will make him. God, I thank you, Lord, that you will do in him what only you can do. God, I thank you that God make him the husband that I need him to be.
Yeah.
Hey, come on now. Yeah. I'm not focused on what he didn't do right, but God, you make him the husband that only you can make him.
That's right. That's right.
You know I'm coming out on top. Because God making the man that he want him to be, I know I'm taking care of him. But if I start looking at what he doing, Lord have mercy. Mm-hmm. I don't believe I'd had 23 years under my belt.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You see.
All right now.
And I wouldn't be at peace in my marriage, but I've learned to stop looking. And you know what else too? I've learned to understand that he is not my source. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
See, married folk act like your husband, your wife is your source.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Lord, They not meeting my needs. But God said, I'll supply all. Come on. Last one, miss it. He going to miss it a few times. But God said, he will supply all my needs. So if whatever he missed, God takes on the strength. I'll never come up short.
That's right.
I'll never come up short. But if I keep looking at him, then I'm going to be sitting around looking crazy.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
I ain't going to do it. I'm going to focus on God. I'm going to focus on him. You understand me?
Yeah.
I'm going to focus on God, because I've learned how to prevent the enemy from coming in my house and doing and wreaking havoc.
Yeah.
A lot of times we trying to pray the devil out your house, and you keep opening the door and
letting
him in. Now you can't pray him out and let him in at the same time. Make up your mind. You get them. Come on. Come on. Now look. Are you going to let him out? Get him out, you bring him back.
Okay.
With your confession, with your attitude,
yeah.
all of that. Uh-huh. God said, but this is what he's saying. He said, look, he said, if you want to keep the devil out of your house, God said, then you, he said, I'm giving you power. Oh my God, I'm trying to calm down because I know God is telling me this tonight.
Right,
listen to
this.
God said, a lot of stuff y'all praying for. He said, I already gave you the power to do it. He said, you ain't need to be praying. You need to be doing what I told you to do.
We invite you to join us as we study God's Word, grow in your spiritual walk, and learn about the power and benefits of walking in the Spirit every Tuesday from 7 to 9 p.m. For more information, visit our website at joycelesterministries.org. Jesus said to the people who believed in him, "You are truly my disciples if you keep obeying my teachings, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." In every situation, when you ask the question, "Holy Spirit, what should I do?" and obey his leading, you will mistake-proof your life.